Well, it might sound weird to say, but a very happy Ash Wednesday to you. You know, Ash Wednesday and happiness are not things that we normally think about. Same with Lent. We think of Lent and it's often very, almost negative, we think of it. You know, that, oh, this is the time we have to give up meat on Fridays. This time we have to give something up. But Lent is really an opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity that we are given each year to slow down. And I know we don't do that, but it is an opportunity to do that. It is an opportunity to slow down and refocus our lives. Because we're all caught up in busyness. We're always busy. We're always running around. We're always bouncing here or bouncing there. We're doing this, we're doing that. We're going here, we're going there. We're busy. And during Lent, the church is encouraging us to just slow down a little bit. Like tonight. You know, we all have plans that we normally do on our Wednesday nights, and coming to Mass usually isn't one of those. We slow down. We take time to come before our Lord, to receive the ashes. Lent is an opportunity for us to examine our lives and see if we are living as we are called to do. You notice St. Paul talks about how we are ambassadors of Christ. Well, an ambassador is a representative. You know, we talk about an ambassador of a country. That person doesn't represent themselves. They represent the country they serve. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ. We are called not to represent ourselves, but to represent Christ. And so Lent is an opportunity to see if we are doing that. Are we living as we should as ambassadors of Christ? And also tying into last Sunday's homily, Lent is an opportunity to wash that spiritual poisons that we have put in our lives. It's an opportunity to wash that out of our lives, to get that out of our system and replace it with the spiritual nourishments, to get rid of those things that harm us and keep us from God. Lent is the season, as the first reading says, to return to the Lord with your whole heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Now, I love this phrase of return to the Lord. Return, turn back to. That word is significant because the word return or turn back to is conversion. To turn around. Conversion means turning around, turn back. And so we think of conversion a lot of times of, oh, somebody was Protestant and now they're Catholic. Or they were unbaptized and now they've been baptized and now they're Catholic. That's where we usually think of conversion. But all of us are called to this process, this lifelong process of turning back, returning to our Lord. And it's something that, as I say, it's a lifelong process and we must not put it off. It's so easy for us, because this is a lifelong process, to say, well, I'll worry about it later. I can enter in conversion later. And of course, St. Paul tells us that's not the case. He says, now is a very acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Salvation is now, not later. And conversion is towards salvation. Turning back to our Lord so that we are facing towards salvation. So we need to turn back now. Go through this conversion process now. Now, this section that he takes that from comes from the prophet Isaiah, where he says, in an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. And see, again, Paul says, now is that acceptable time. What's telling us, God wants us to go through this conversion process. He wants us to return to him, to turn away from the world, turn away from the spiritual poison in our life, and turn to him. Now, and he wants to give us the grace of conversion to do it now. And it's important we do that. We go through this conversion process, as I said, for salvation. But you're probably familiar with the phrase, actions speak louder than words. And we usually use that to mean, you know, someone can talk a good talk. You know, they can sit there and say they're going to do all these things, but you're not going to believe it till they actually do it. Well, I would hold that, yes, actions speak louder than words, but conversion of the heart speaks louder than actions. The actions that we do as Christians have to come from our hearts. from this process of converting to our Lord. Or as the first reading says, rending our hearts. Ripping apart that selfishness in our hearts so that we can have that conversion of heart, that return to Him. This is what our Lord is talking about in the gospel, where he talks about your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Our Lord knows, God our Heavenly Father knows why we do. What is the grounding to everything that we do? Are we doing it out of selfishness? Or are we doing it out of a desire to serve Him? And if we are doing it from our heart, from this conversion process of turning to Him and doing it for Him, He will repay us. Even if no one else knows that we even did it. It's like the alms, you know, I love, can you imagine that? Someone walked in here blaring a trumpet before they dropped their envelope in the basket back there. I think we'd all look at them like, okay, what screw just got loose in your head? You know, that's ridiculous. Because obviously it was about to make that about them. But when we give because we want to give to our Lord. When we do things for others, we want to do it because we want to do it for the Lord. These actions that we do are to be done out of love for God. And not out of selfishness, not out of pride, not about making it for us, but making it for Him. That is conversion. When we can say honestly in the depth of our hearts that everything we are doing for God. That is when we have undergone the process of conversion. So as we begin this Lenten season, we are being called through the ashes to recognize our frailty, recognize our need for conversion, recognize that one day we will be dust. You know, remember that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return, as we will be hearing in just a few minutes. Returning to Him. May this Lenten season be that time for the conversion, the process conversion, to work in our lives, that we may truly return to the Lord with our hearts.